Thursdays is when we talk movies right here on Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. If you're like me, I'm pretty picky. I'm pretty picky when it comes to actually plonking down my own money and seeing a film. I like to know what I'm getting into. That's why we turn to Michael Jones. Very good morning, sir.
Morning, Nick. It's time to start your engines.
Are we at Baby Driver time?
It is time for Baby Driver, yes. One of the silliest names for a film...
Isn't it amazing?
...I've ever heard. This one stars Ansel Elgort. Other people in this film include Kevin Spacey, Lily James, John Hamm, and Jamie Foxx. This film is written and directed by Edgar Wright. He's got a lot of fans. He's responsible for films like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Baby, played by Ansel Elgort, is a wheelman or a getaway driver. He's young, but he's the best at what he does in Atlanta. But he's not doing it for the dough or because he loves it. He's doing it because he's been forced into it by Doc, a local crime boss played by Kevin Spacey, to whom he owes a lot of money. Now, Baby has just gotten square with Doc and met the waitress of his dreams, played by Lily James, who's called Deborah. But sure, as you can say, tired old plot device, Baby gets forced into one more job by Doc. Unfortunately, this time he'll be driving for the psychopathic Bats, played by Jamie Foxx, and desperate junkies Buddy and Darling. Buddy's played by John Hamm. Now, what could possibly go wrong there?
Nothing, surely.
Baby wants out, but you just get the feeling there's going to be some chaos. There's a really great energy and intensity to this film. There's plenty of interesting and not necessarily likable characters and some cracking dialogue, as you would expect from an Edgar Wright film. And the car chase sequences are actually real. There's no CGI, even if they're not quite believable.
Wow.
They do look a bit like stunts at times. It's all filmed in the streets in Atlanta. And also the burgeoning love story between Baby and Deborah seems to draw pretty heavily from True Romance. Do you remember that film?
Oh, I definitely remember True Romance.
Yes, yeah, well, I got the feeling that Edgar Wright has seen that film maybe one or two times. I was definitely along for the ride with Baby Driver. There was humour, action, tension, you know, romance. But at times the film felt like an excuse to showcase just a great soundtrack. And it felt a bit like a video clip at times, just, you know, fast cuts and cool tunes and things like that. And it turned out, after I did a bit of research, that the idea for the film came from a video clip that Edgar Wright made many, many years ago. And that film clip actually does feature in the movie in a very brief scene.
Brilliant.
So look out for that.
Brilliant.
So there's plenty of elements there to keep the viewer focused on the road ahead, but... as it enters the final act, Baby Driver seems to spin out of control. It was like Edgar Wright didn't really know how to end the film, so he just filmed a lot of stuff, spliced it together, accompanied by some more cool soundtrack, of course, and hoped viewers wouldn't notice the confused, messy pile-up that Baby Driver ultimately becomes. Baby Driver promised high-octane entertainment that just blew a gasket right near the end for me.
That's very disappointing. Look, I know that feeling when you feel like something's been building up and there's that little letdown. I've got to say, I'm used to it from Ridley Scott, which is interesting because we were talking about True Romance before, of course, which is Tony Scott. But, you know, I'm definitely going to add Baby Driver to my list, mainly because I've got to admit, I'm a bit of an Edgar Wright fan. Mr. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
We'll talk more films sometime soon.